This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have another dizzying platter of just bizarro behavior by the ruling kleptocratic class today. And it is the healthy exposure of that that will finally bring these tyrants down. We have a NSA whistleblower who is a colleague of the Director of Technical at the National Security Agency. Of course, Bill Binney. We have Kirk Wiebe coming on the broadcast to break down his expert take on the so-called Orwellian named American Freedom Act, or USA Freedom Act, that Lord Obama has now signed into law, passed by the Congress yesterday evening. Out of the Senate with 67 yes votes. And it is called the USA Freedom Act, so it must be wonderful. I guess if you labeled cyanide pills with red, white, and blue, it'd be okay for children to take. Of course, it would really kill them. But we're going to break down what this act actually does and why Rand Paul was opposing it. Very schizophrenic reporting by Fox News, CNN, and others, because I watched some last night and this morning trying to figure out, you know, where they were going with it, and actually went to some of the different constitutional organization sites to see what they were saying. And the National Constitution Center says it's bad news. And we have gone to the subsections, and we'll go over those here on air. But CNN this morning had a couple articles, one saying that bulk collection was ending and it was a big victory for Snowden. I have that article here. Then another one by Jeremy Diamond saying thought bulk data collection was gone, think again, admitting the thing's a fraud. So this just goes to show that so much of it is basically in the eye of the beholder or how it's spun. People ask me all the time, you say mainstream media is discredited and lies, but then you use it as a source. Well, there are some reporters at CNN that have told the truth. There are some reporters at CBS News that have told the truth. There are a lot of reporters on Fox News that tell the truth. Fox News tells about half the truth, the other half spinning lies. CNN, 75% lies, 25% truth. MSNBC, about 90% lies. And that's just my dead reckoning watching them. But Fox News is almost more dangerous because since they have so much truthful stuff on there, the people then accept the lies that much more. It's like putting the cyanide into a steak and you don't know what you're eating until you fall over dead. Whereas CNN or MSNBC is just a steak with maggots crawling out of it that's been, you know, laying out in the sun for a week and stinks to high heaven, you're not going to bite into it. But a big sizzling, delicious tomahawk, you know, 50-ounce steak dripping with juices, it looks very palatable, doesn't it? And, of course, speaking of dripping with deliciousness, I mean, you got all the info babes up there looking at you with sexual allure, smiling and winking their eyes. Because at a biological level, it's a beautiful woman winking at you and showing you that she wants to, you know, hook up with you. It's all psychological warfare. It's all inherently predatory by the globalist. But it also just goes with our human instinct. It's what we want to see. We want to see attractive women. In fact, all the studies show that men and women want to watch attractive women. It's no slight on women that aren't classically attractive. It's just a scientific fact. But I'm kind of digressing off into propaganda and deciphering it here. When we come back, it is another just overload of key intel. The war on cash is heating up. Author Robert Duvall says he's going to vote libertarian. senator wants to use the RICO Act and arrest people that deny climate change. It's all coming up. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people, they're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show. You can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. hdfirearms.com.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up in the second hour, 60 minutes from now, roughly, Kirk Wiebe, high-level NSA whistleblower, an associate of Mr. Drake, and others, Mr. Benny, will be joining us to break down the USA Freedom Act that passed Congress yesterday and was signed by the president. He's part of the Institute for Public Accuracy. We'll be talking to him coming up in the second hour to break this down. But David Knight put together one of these Infowars.com nuggets or bullets that we produce every single day and basically mix in as factoid news pieces into the advertisements that you hear played on the radio. Really boiled down in 60 seconds exactly what the USA Freedom Act actually does. Big industry has been complaining that they're not getting paid enough. It's around $9 billion a year on average by the federal government to store basically everything, including your entire phone calls. on the cloud and other systems. And so it codifies into law and gives them cover to commit the criminal acts against their users, against their customers, and basically expands the Patriot Act radically. And then by the time it gets spun into the media, oh, it's a reform, it's a victory for Snowden, it's a victory for Julian Assange, on and on and on. And I'm not trying to be negative here. It's very positive we're having a national debate about this. It's very positive that people are focused on it. It's very positive that there's a debate about it. But you see how the flim-flam works. They're giving us faux or fake reform. Just like they take problems in health care and give us Obamacare that's five or six times worse. More of the same. A finagled boondoggle for the insurance companies to protect them while they double and triple prices and ration care and put bioethics boards and computers in control over medical decisions. So it's a process. I remember 8-9 years ago, the Bush administration pushed a Privacy Protection Act, and it actually made your records more accessible by big corporations and other groups. And they had another piece of legislation to protect pension funds, and it actually made it to where corporations could more easily steal your pension funds, your private pension funds, loot them. And so once you've seen them do this a couple hundred times, you kind of figure out their formulaic program. And then if you ask, why do they follow such simple formulae? Well, for decades, the mainstream media, the dinosaur media, the compliant accomplice media, has, in a sophistic way, just parroted whatever they're told and gone along with this. And that's how we've gotten to this point. People ask why Senator Warren, who's much more popular with Democrats, hasn't run against Hillary yet. And it's because they'll blow her airplane up. They'll kill her. Drudge tweeted and said, you know, what cage do they have her in? Well, they've got her in the cage that the Democratic Party's a mafia. And they've got this new guy running against Hillary. I guarantee you that's a ringer. That's how they roll, folks. I mean, look. They think we're so dumb, they want to give us four administrations of the Clintons already, because they run Obama, make no mistake. So we've had four administrations of the Clintons, and now they want a fifth or a sixth. Hey, but don't worry. The last administration of Reagan was basically run by George Herbert Walker Bush, so he had two administrations. And then George W. had two administrations, so that's four right there for the Bush dynasty. Now they want to give us the same guy again. I mean, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on me. Fool me three times. Stick a fork in us. We're done. But it shows the hubris and the arrogance of these people. But CNN had this paradox this morning when I was checking CNN to see what they were saying about the USA Freedom Act. It's like robbing a bank and the cops show up. You say, but it's the USA Freedom Act. Or your van's red, white, and blue and you're wearing a Uncle Sam outfit. And you go, stand down, gentlemen. It's freedom. Confetti shoots out of your hands. It's just the ultimate con game. It's all about the triumph of packaging and slogans over reality. We're going to go over what's in it, but I was surprised to see articles on CNN saying big victory for Snowden, big victory for Assange, big victory for freedom. Oh, this ends the illegal activities. Well, I thought there wasn't any illegal activity going on. See, it's lies within lies. But here's the bigger lie. It expands it all. And here's CNN actually telling the truth. Blind hogs do find acorns occasionally. Broken clocks are right twice a day. Thought bulk data collection was gone. Think again. Jeremy Dimon wrote this piece. The NSA is gearing up to collect millions of American cell phone metadata again. But see, even that's a lie. It's not metadata. Not just who you call, the time and when, and the timestamp. They're recording the stinking phone calls, 80% of them. That's what whistleblowers have released the documents on. They index everything, maps of who you associate with. And it's almost a diversion talking about government because corporations, from Microsoft to Google to AT&T and the big telecoms, to Samsung, to Sony, to you name it, they're all making money off the microphones and cameras. And they go, it's okay because artificial intelligence collates it and then sends the data file to Samsung or other, quote, third-party groups for analysis or purchase. But then they admit they sometimes will sell, if people want to pay, for the audio in your house and the video. Who do you think pays? The government, mainly. $9 billion a year, last time I saw a congressional number. Then they classified that. That was like in 2005. It was $9 billion that they paid in the previous year. So I guess it was 2004. You can look it up. Maybe the guys can and the gals can. 2004, came out in 2005, $9 billion where the government, quote, makes a request, and AT&T goes, sure, that'll be $100. Kind of like used to, you got copies of your checks for free because you kept your money in the bank. Now most banks will charge you. I was talking to a friend who wanted some of his checks. They wanted to charge him $1,400 for his last year of checks. He hadn't even hardly written many. He threatened to leave the bank. They said, we'll cut it in half, $700. See, once everything's digital, folks, and you don't have a choice, they can get rid of cash, they can screw you over, and that's in the news today as well. So even when CNN tells the truth, it is a addled, blind, groping attempt. Just 2 days after the agency shut down the program, when the Patriot Act provision that authorized it expired Sunday at midnight, the Senate restored those authorities, allowing the government to reinstate bulk data collection for the next 6 months, and it just goes on. Let's read what Scott Bomboy said and wrote at the National Constitution Center. The USA Freedom Act signed, so what's next? NSA spying. The act passed the Senate 67 yes votes, signed by Obama. On the surface, the USA Freedom Act curtails but doesn't end the government's ability to get phone metadata records for American citizens and others. After a six-month transition period, the USA Freedom Act shifts the burden of keeping the phone records to private companies. Oh, that's even worse. And the NSA must get individualized permissions from the secret FISA court to get relevant targeted information from a phone company storing the records. It also provides for an adversarial advocate in the secret FISA court and the release of certain FISA court decisions publicly. The Freedom Act also restores a roving wiretap provision and lone wolf provision of the Patriot Act. Folks, they never followed the Patriot Act to begin with, as Rand Paul said in his speech. They already just recorded all. This is all a joke. They used the FISA court in something like 0.1% of the cases. When they wanted to actually prosecute somebody, they would engage in structuring a fraudulent conversion for the court that they call basically parallel construction, where they then go and create a case acting like they started the investigation from constitutional means when they'd already built the case using illegal total spying systems. I'm going to go to break here with this David Knight piece he just filed this morning. In 60 seconds, he tells it all. He explains it all. Here it is.
Just passed by Congress, the USA Freedom Act. Well, not real freedom, but the kind of freedom we act like we have in the USA. Think of it as CISPA for phone companies, a kind of cozy symbiotic relationship between the corporate oligarchy and the authoritarian government. The phone companies will now store your info and pass it on to the paranoid government on demand. And the phone companies will be granted freedom from liability. Now that's real freedom, the kind only the big guys get.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more. Now Congress will be notified whenever the secret FISA court, well, it's not really a court, just a single judge, reinterprets the law. That's great, because they've been changing the law and not even telling us. Now they're going to let us know. Isn't America great? The USA Freedom Act. Offer void or prohibited by law. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
And by the way, this is the transition now to complete global corporate government. Not free market corporate, but big robber barons with their own hit teams, diplomatic immunity that command NATO. The TPP, government by secret corporations, where you can't see the documents, and the corporations are grabbing all your data and recording what goes on in your house, and the CIA director goes out and shoots his mouth off laughing about it, how dumb we are. Well, I'm not dumb, and I know you people are a bunch of crooks.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here with an InfoWarsLife.com consumer alert report. Many of you are aware that around the world, most populations are woefully deficient in clean forms of iodine. The good news is our listeners over the past 2 years tried X2 nascent iodine and experienced it for themselves. The bad news is for the first time in more than a year, supplies at InfoWarsLife.com of Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine are running low. But what's even more serious is the supply of these deep earth crystals. That exclusive 999 Pure source is proprietary and only available to InfoWarsLife.com. And that supply is running low and is in question. That's why it's more important than ever to secure your current and long-time supply of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 today. Available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The top story on InfoWars.com. Economists, financial elites, fear-provoking bank runs. A U.S. senator says use mafia laws, anti-mafia laws, racketeering laws, against anyone who doesn't believe in global warming, just like they've called for in Europe. Boy, these are really liberal people. We don't want to pay a carbon tax to the UN and Al Gore. How bold of Al Gore to own one of the main carbon exchanges that you'll have to pay money to? I mean, this is sick. Obama owns part of the trading group in Chicago on the mercantile. They want to put you in jail. Oh, and don't worry, the TPP, part of the documents that have been leaked by WikiLeaks, they want to basically push the carbon tax as well. And there's some good news. Obama's trade deal faces bipartisan peril in the House. That's from the New York Times. That's coming up in the next segment. But getting back into the USA Freedom Act, what an Orwellian, ridiculous, over-the-top name, a fraud wrapped in a lie, wrapped in another scam deployed by the mainstream media. We have Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Senate, running around saying there is no illegal spying, your rights are not being violated. The same thing Marco Rubio is saying. This is really a battle right now between the forces of deception, the forces of truth, and will lies and outright con artistry that up is down and down is up and black is white and left is right, will this be the victory of these fraudsters? Because we've had dozens and dozens of whistleblowers from the NSA go public. We have the actual NSA documents and schematics about how they're spying on everything. Big corporations are doing it. And then they just get up there and say, no one's violating your rights. Nothing's happening. Move along. Where'd you get these droids? These aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. Move along. I mean, are we that dumb? Here is Mitch McConnell trying to be Obi-Wan Kenobi. But he's not a good guy. So I guess he's trying to be Darth Vader. Here it is.
And so today the Senate will vote on whether or not we should take one more tool away from those who defend this country every day. The ability of a trained analyst under exceedingly close supervision and only with the approval of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to query a database of call data records based on reasonable, articulable suspicion. No content, no names, no listening to phone calls of law-abiding citizens. None of that is going on. We're talking about call data records.
Man.
And these are the provider's records, which is not what the Fourth Amendment speaks to.
All right, let's stop right there. No, it's your personal papers and effects. This is how lawyers scam you. They get you to focus in on one little area about metadata and then claim that they're not spying on anybody outside of that when it's on record they are. In fact, anybody can type in NSA spied on Senate, CIA spied on Senate, CIA broke into Senate computers, beyond what Nixon did with the plumbers. You can type in MI6 blackmailing Parliament. All these governments are doing it. Of course these politicos want access to this. Even though it's bringing them down. The Patriot Act was used to go after Hastert. As disgusting as Hastert is, and he fits the bill of one of these pedos, got to say he's innocent until proven guilty. Still, it's not a terrorist. I mean, you don't suspend his constitutional rights to catch him. And the argument is, well, we got him. Really? It's better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to prison. I mean, this has been done before in history where you suspend due process and it creates hell on earth every single time. So remember, they denied there was any NSA spying before. Remember that? And now they had to walk it back and go, oh, okay, there is, but there isn't. In fact, they just found an article there about spying on Congress. Spying on members of the U.S. Congress, DOJ, tapped congressional rooms as well as reporters' offices. That's right. They even went and hid microphones in the cloakroom and the break room of the senators. Without warrants, the Justice Department stuck microphones in private areas of the Capitol, wiretapping hardcore felonies. This is the same group that shipped guns into Mexico. Okay, I mean, that's the type of stuff going on here.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's your health worth to you? You probably can't place an exact value on it, but its importance has certainly increased greatly as you've grown older. Yet some companies seem to believe you can be lured in with cheap prices and false promises. That's never been the way Supernatural Silver has chosen to do business. Long ago, we set out to create a product that was light years beyond colloidal and ionic silver. Through extensive research and testing, we succeeded in making Supernatural Silver hundreds of times more effective. Some might call us a premium product, but we've simply strive to be a product that worked. Supernatural Silver is strong enough to fight off viruses, bacteria, and fungus, but safe enough to be used internally or topically. And it's powerful enough that just a handful of applications per week can give you better results than the daily use of those bargain silvers. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off your order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, a tree to the ground, shut up from the sound. The death machine makes someone down, it's gaining pound for pound.
Gas mask.
A gas mask is a couture
in the summer of rage.
The building mass graves within the states. You and I live backstage.
I want to get back into the whole NSA situation because we have a major whistleblower joining us coming up. But you've also got other activities going on. Shep Blatter, the head of the worldwide FIFA soccer system, has now resigned. They've arrested dozens of people. What is it, 40-something people? And it's our government acting as a global government. And it's almost bizarre that they would be engaged in economic warfare to get the World Cup to the U.S. instead of Russia. But it's not even being done for U.S. interests. That would be still villainous, but not as bad as the fact they do everything they can to make sure that the United States doesn't have industry, doesn't have jobs, and is dependent on globalism. But these politicians want it here because they want the payoffs, they want the graft, they want the world stage for themselves to project themselves into global government positions. These are the most narcissistic, peacock-like people you can imagine. And I'm not defending the FIFA and all of its obvious historical corruption, but it's a private global soccer system. It's their business. The United States has no business when we have incredibly corrupt sports system. I mean, probably one of the most corrupt in the world. We don't have any business being involved in this. The FBI arresting a bunch of people in Switzerland at a FIFA convention. And now it's this big distraction. Meanwhile, we have the Justice Department engaged in basically every crime under the sun and not getting in trouble, setting the precedent for even more of that in the future. I mean, it is scary. So that's just one of the articles I have here in the stack. Let me just give you the headlines here. George W. Bush outpolls Barack Obama. WikiLeaks offers a $100,000 bounty for Asian trade pact published and pushed by Obama. So they're offering a $100,000 bounty for Asia trade pact to be published. And what I understood was WikiLeaks has the whole thing. And so they're just fundraising, saying, give us money and we'll release it. But by the time it hits Reuters, they're acting like WikiLeaks is saying, we've got a bounty out to get the rest of it. So I went back this morning and looked and found articles saying WikiLeaks has it and chose to leak the subsections on the Internet. So I'm confused because I've called for Assange to release it all. But maybe he never got it all. Maybe that was a mistake in the media. I don't know. Assange needs to clarify that because I still haven't decided if I trust him or not. We know in the war between corporations and governments and other corporations, kind of that trifecta. Again, corporations and government waging war, corporations waging war with other corporations. Within that triangle, the separation of powers, that's still there, even if they try to circumvent it, the founders just put separation of powers in very clearly so that you never get too much power in one branch. Within those competing factors that are out there, that thank God they're there, that's what restrains tyranny from just absolutely taking over everything. Within that, WikiLeaks is undoubtedly releasing things that tend to favor Google and tend to favor key globalist corporations that are vying to be the global government. See, all these corporations are pushing global government because whether it's ExxonMobil or whether it's Walmart, or whether it's Apple, or whether it's IBM, or whether it's Microsoft or Google, or whether it is Miller Brewing, they're all on these globalist boards. They all get more power out of the global government getting more power because they set it up. They're like a ring race who serve the one ring, and they all think magically that they're going to end up being the head honcho one day. They all lust after the ring, seeking it. So to understand the global power structure, that's what you've got to get in their mindset. Because even though they can get burned by it, even though they can get run over by it, they're all pooling their power into it because they already get increased power out of it. And as its power increases, the more wildly, the more laissez-faire they get about tyranny, and the more arrogant they get, and the more they get away with, the more insane they get, the more powerless they get. Heard of wanderlust? What about power lust? It's called megalomania. Hedge fund mogul Paulson gives Harvard a record $400 million donation. It's all part of the mafia that then sends out the people to write the regs in government. So that's a protection payment. Actor Robert Duvall says he may vote for Rand Paul. That's up on InfoWars.com. Maybe, the THX-113H star says. Native American student sues to wear eagle feather at graduation. You can wear a Harry Potter shirt, but you can't wear that because it's seen as religious. Hey, you can wear whatever you want as long as it's your own private religious expression. You can talk about Christ if you want, or you can promote Baphomet if you want. unless it's in the rules of the school that you can't have any logos. But once you're graduating in a separate free speech event, it's been held by courts, you do have that right. But it just shows the mindset of these people. There's another one here. Space invaders, feminist, neuter male, and now people are actually being arrested for mail spreading. If you open your legs more than 3 inches, you are arrested in New York. So the feminist Nazis, to use a Rush Limbaugh term, feminazi, they put the edict out, the police act. People say, why does everybody follow their orders? Because the state is teaching them they have power, not individually, but to carry out the mandate to create divide and conquer strategies. Speaking of tyranny, Senator says use racketeering laws, that's anti-organized crime laws, to prosecute global warming skeptics. That's right. A sitting U.S. senator is suggesting using RICO laws that should be applied to global warming skeptics. This is from the Weekly Standard. Mark Hemingway reporting, writing in the Washington Post, Sheldon Whitehouse, a Democratic senator from Rhode Island, offered a curious suggestion for dealing with global warming skeptics. It's not curious. This is they're actually arresting people now in Europe and trying to do it in the UK. Doesn't matter the satellites say it's getting cooler. It doesn't matter what all the evidence says. It doesn't matter that the northern ice cap got bigger. Al Gore said it'd be gone by 2 years ago. In 2006, he said it'd be gone by 2013. It doesn't matter that they changed from ice ages coming to global warming's coming by the 80s and 90s to now any climate change is humans and is going to kill us. The climate's always changing. Well, that's an arrestable offense. They claim that because I get up here and say this, I'm part of an organized crime group being paid by oil companies. Really, which ones? ExxonMobil, BP, British Petroleum, of course, and Dutch Rochelle and others are the main givers. After Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, they're the number 3, 4, 5, and 6 donors to the whole global warming shakedown fiasco. It's like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson going around saying, we're going to call your company racist if you don't make a $1 million donation to us. And, you know, his daughter stepped in a crack in New York sidewalk and is suing, saying it blew out her knee, and then she's caught on video and photos and puts on her own Facebook her climbing mountains. Looks like a mountain goat, too. And I used to be irreverent, but I just do that now to just let the feminists know I have First Amendment. I used to be chivalrous about that, but see, they've used our Western chivalry against us. The so-called left doesn't care. Radical Islamists kill Christians and sexually mutilate women, put them into sex slavery. They defend them. They love it. It's cute and foreign and sexy because it's different than the West. But then the West, where women's rights came from, where they were pushed, where slavery was ended worldwide by the West, we get the blame for ending it all. They take our chivalry and they throw vomit all over it with hate because they see us as weak men who built the civilization with our women as a human unit, as a team. They see us as weak and henpecked, and they want to dominate us as usurpers. They are women who are married to the eugenics state. They are married to the cult of death. In fact, can you guys cue up I Kill My Kids, Please, from the rally a week and a half ago? Against killing 51% of the black people in the country that have been killed. 51% of black people were never born. They were erased. How poignant and saddening is that since 1974? And we just went out to say, hey, Black Lives Matter, don't abort any of the babies. And so we were descended upon by what could only be described as reeking, scrofulous, demonic protuberances sticking up out of the caves they slithered out of. Then one of them went and jumped in a dumpster and hid in it. I mean, you can't make up the filth crawling back from whence it came. I kill my kids. You guys can just type in like Alex Jones assaulted by a communist, and then it's in that video. It's on YouTube. I think I'm going to have a promo of those. In fact, it's in the promo we've got that Jakari Jackson put together, the A-Team. Hey, let's just play that. You can cue that up. The abortion team. think the actual title of the video is Abortionists and Devil Worshippers. But I just pulled it up right here for you. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, this is the senator writing in the Washington Post. In 2006, Judge Gladys Kessler of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia decided the tobacco company's fraudulent campaign amounted to racketeering enterprise, according to the court. Defendants coordinated significant aspects of their public relations, scientific, legal, and marketing activity in the furtherance of a shared objective to maximize industry profits by preserving and expanding the market for cigarettes through a scheme to deceive the public. The tobacco companies for 60-something years added hundreds of additives to make it more addictive. They did hire fake scientists to cover it up. They did engage in media campaigns. That's what the global warming people are doing, or the climate change people now, is they got caught hiding the decline. They got caught organizing how to hide temperature declines. That's the word, hide the decline, at the Anglia University running it worldwide. Putting the marching orders out. They got caught hiding their carbon treaty that would basically double taxes on the third world and be a death sentence. They got caught. They got caught. And then the oil companies are doing this. They want to shut down their competition. They want to shut down coal. Oil's biggest competition is coal, folks. This is about shutting coal off. I own no coal stock. But coal, none of my family does, but coal. Coal. Clean-burning coal is one of the best energies we've got. We can make gasoline out of it. Cleaner burning than what we've got. We could shut Saudi Arabia down right now. We got 300 years of coal just in Texas. 300 years of lignite. See, my problem is, I know what I'm talking about. They just want to call us criminals. And he goes on to say the parallels between that and global warming and climate change deniers are clear. And he goes on to say we should be indicted. These are the totalitarians we deal with. Let's go ahead, though, and just show you, really, in my experience, and this happened at the Capitol with women who weren't dressed in basically all black. You know, women just spontaneously, with other women praying at the Capitol to try to ban partial birth abortion. A few years ago, the women started running up saying, Hail Satan, and just sort of just chanting, and it was like Buddhist monks or something. Hail Satan. You hear the audio, it doesn't translate well on radio because it resonates so high. You can watch it online, it was on the news, and it was just Satan. Because, I mean, Satan wants these babies. This is a, and the women were just channeling their love of death, I understand. So here is the abortion team. Dun, 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 dun.
Should I adopt? I kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
What is this disgraceful male that doesn't stand for women's rights?
You know what? That's so good, so informative. Let's start it over with Darren McBreen's intro to the piece. I want to play the full piece as we get ready to go to break. Here is the abortion team.
In today's world, abortion supporters routinely attend pro-life rallies and attempt to bully activists. If you have a problem and need a smelly group of commie devil worshippers, maybe you can call the A-Team.
And how many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
What the f*** is this racist male that doesn't stand for women's rights?
Hey, we saw your Facebook with your communist hammer and sickle. That's pretty cool, man. Is that you on the Facebook? Is there a Facebook page of you with a hammer and sickle?
I don't think so.
I don't have a children. How do you get your abortion safe?
I pay for them.
Really?
How many do you pay for?
Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
F*** you, you piece of
f***! Bunch of misogynist mother f***. Take your male privilege somewhere else.
Stop it, you being aggressive.
I'm being aggressive.
One, nine, get him up! Wow! Watch out!
These sexist guys that attacked Alex Jones.
of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
I just thought I'd air that because I know we have new listeners every day, every minute, and they hear me claiming that there's women running around the streets of Austin going, "Hail Satan." There you go. And if you go to the Capitol or anywhere, and it'll be straight-laced looking women, you go, "You know, I really think we shouldn't kill 8-month-old babies," and they'll just go, "Satan." You're like, excuse me, I'll start attacking you and just grabbing your signs and throwing them down. And it's like, whoa. Because they don't have any personalities. They weren't brought up by loving parents. They've been sat in front of a television. Their soul's gone. And I guess just interdimensionally, because there's a vacancy in their body, something comes into them. Like a galactic body snatcher. I mean, I don't know. But just thank the good Lord I don't have those entities in me. But boy, I tell you, they always stick their tongues out. They just really, that's a universal, I love it. Yeah, you're going to love dying with cancer. You're going to love getting put in that pine box. You're going to love nobody there to care about you when you're dying. Those of you that...
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I'm going to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Alex Jones here, back live. You know, I just mentioned this off from the top of my head about 30 minutes ago, just from memory, when I was talking about the NSA and this ridiculous USA Freedom Act that just makes it worse and just legalizes corporations doing what they're already doing, spying on us for and with their counterparts that they put in government. Because make no mistake, it's a corporate takeover of government. DEA eavesdropping tripled, bypassed federal courts, USA Today. And they just admit what's been known for 30-something years. that they listen to everything. It's all recorded, and the DEA has more access to the computers, basically, that the NSA has stored the data on than the NSA does. And that's why William Binney kept trying to go, we need to know who's on the system. Why can't we set up monitoring of the NSA? And they go, no, no one's allowed to know who's getting into the database. Because it's a system to bring America down. They put a system in to spy on everything and then give it to foreign governments, select corporations, and other globalists. Which makes them basically invincible. If they're allowed to continue to operate because they've got full data control, they can steal anything, they can always be three steps ahead of everybody, they can find out when whistleblowers are about to go public and go after them. I mean, it's ridiculous. And the crooks that have taken over don't want to get rid of this because it's so flaming illegal. They want to have Mitch McConnell and Rubio and Obobo and all the rest of them get up there and tell us that there is no illegal spying. They're just, it's preposterous. It reminds me of Gibbs, the former press secretary for Obozo. Well, he didn't know Bozo. He's killing the country. Mr. Effective, Mr. Assassin of Freedom. Mr. Frontman of the Globalist, and he gets up there and goes, well, you know, the drone program's admitted to exist, been killing people for years, and I was told to get up on TV and say it didn't exist, and it's kind of hard to do that when it's known to exist, but I did it. You know, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, close quote. That's what they're doing. But it's in USA Today that the DEA's doing all this without warrants. I mean, this is just redonkulous. Absolutely ridiculous. Coming up, tone-deaf Clinton campaign throws kids off playground. New York Post. This is the type of story that gets people's attention. Economist says financial elites, fear-provoking bank runs, prepare to ban cash. Bilderberg's about to meet to try to ram that through. I've got part of the Bilderberg agenda. I'm just waiting to publish it. I need to talk to Watson and give him my sources and what I've been told. School kitchen manager fired from Colorado school for giving hungry students free lunches. But it's okay to have foreign banks rape everybody and steal the pension funds. It's all coming up in the second hour today. I am rampaging for freedom. I am upset about being usurped and enslaved and dominated, and I'm here trying to rally free humanity to say no to this takeover. Briefly, folks really love their Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. The bad halogens are put in the food and water. They fill up the thyroid and other glands and just devastate normal human activity. That's admitted. When the feds ordered it put in salt in the 20s, IQs went up 15 points. Just Google iodine made the IQ go up 15 points and it'll come up mainstream news. International Business Times, AP, you name it. But that's the standard iodine that's basically bound to other elements and isn't very absorbable. We have the true crystal pure form, 999 plus, from deep earth sources nobody else has. And what it's done for me, my family, you've heard the rave reviews, it's the missing link, the turbocharger. It's just incredible. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And it's going to sell out actually in 5-6 days, not 2 weeks, like I said, because folks have paid attention to the fact that we're running out of it. It could be months till we get more because the manufacturing process is so complicated. And it's mined, and that source isn't sure either. So I don't think it's going to happen, but it could be the end of X2. You'll have to go back to original Survival Shield. It was a game changer as well.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your your head down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.